Right, this one's called Dorman's House, because that's how I keep it in my head. Disclaimer as always, snowflakes, switch off. Don't want you on my channel, fuck you. Right, let's get on with it. Call this one Dorman's House. We're looking for this car. It was early in the morning. It's probably about four o'clock in the morning. Pull up at this house and it didn't really have a front to it. We sort of went down a street and then there was a gap in between the houses. And we could see the house, but there's no natural place to park out front. So we drove past the house, turned left, went behind it, and it opened up into like a little bit of a car park thing. Lo and behold, there was this car parked at the back of the house. We're like, oh, that was easy. Didn't know that this house was a Dorman's house or anything. And I'll get onto that a bit in a minute. So we pull up outside. I'm in my spec lift. Got the keys. Was thinking, right, I'm going to just, if he's not in, we can just smash the window, take it away. Easy, easy job. And the reason why I call this one the Dorman's house and that, because we had a new doorman working for us as well. And it just sticks in my head. It was a doorman's house. We had a new repo agent working for us and he was a doorman. But I'll get on to why I used to hate having doorman work for me. But I'll get on to that. I went, opened the back gate, went to the house. And I actually remember walking down the drive. And as I walked down, well, the back of the house, as I was walking down, I looked in and the fucking lights were all on. There's about three or four big geezers, maybe even about five big geezers sat at this table. It's like 4 a.m. Fuck. And they saw me coming down the path and they all fucking jumped up. And they're big geezers. And they come out the house. What do you fucking want? We're like, do you want us? And we're like, who's Mr. So-and-so? Yeah, I am. Oh, it's repossession. We're repossession agents. Come for your car. Man is going, you ain't having this car, fucking. We're like, Jesus Christ. I mean, one of them, he was going, yeah, we're all fucking doormen. We've just finished work. You don't fuck with us around here. We don't. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. And it was me, I think my brother, and this other bloke we brought with us. As a doorman were coming up, the car was parked at the back. So we had our spec lift next to it. I mean, in hindsight, we should have blocked the alley off, but we just didn't. Because it was 4 o'clock in the morning. We didn't know it was going to be full of doormen. And it was well outnumbered. So what do we do? They're trying to get in the car. There isn't enough of us to try and protect the car. So I've just thought, oh, I'm just going to chuck myself in the way. Then there was a big black geezer. And he had like a bat. And I was by the passenger side because they tried to open up the driver's door to get in. But as he flicked the switch, this other driver, I managed to open up the passenger side. And I'm in half in the car, half out. I remember this black geezer's got his like half like a pickaxe thing. I almost cave your head in. I'm like, oh, let's just go for it. Let's just go. And it was like a bit, it was loads of shouting. It was like a Mexican standoff. It was everyone was shouting, you're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, it was fucking mayhem. Then I think I managed to get in the car. Because I had the passenger side. And I managed, I think, to get the keys off the other driver inside. It was just mayhem. Then I remember one of them saying, well, if you've got our keys, we're getting yours. And then this is where the other doorman I took with me, he was a big geezer. I can't remember what his name was. He was by a truck. He hadn't joined in any of this conversation or like argument by the car. It was just me and my brother. As I look up, he's let this other doorman get in my 6.5 tonner. And fucking stupidly, I've left the keys in it. Don't know why the keys are in it. I don't know if he was supposed to get the keys or anything, but I just remember the engine, I could hear the engine just about to turn over and start. So I've jumped out of the car. Now, the car's not going anywhere. I've still got a second set of keys. I remember jumping in, opening up the passenger side, jumping in. And as I've jumped in, this doorman just looks over and I thought, oh, fuck it. Some punches are going to have to be thrown here. I've just smashed him clean in the jaw. He's half falling out the door and the engine's running. Tried to grab my key. He's gone out. I've managed to get my keys. Then there was a low, everyone's scuffle going in. Some dormer slant joined in. Massive scuffle going in. Next minute, the police turn up. Now, I don't know who called the police. We might have called the police. They might have called the police. Can't remember. Police turned up. Or the dormer might have called the police. What was with us? I don't know. Police turn up. Right, what's going on? What's going on here? And in the end, we told them. And they wanted all press charges. We're like, fucking hell, like we're outnumbered. We're not just going to start a fight with a load of doormen, are we? And in the end, the coppers just turned around and went, well, it's your word against theirs. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, lads. What do you want to do? And the doorman was just making threats. Yeah, we're going to fucking find out where you live. We're going to fuck you up. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But we had the keys to the car anyway. And in the end, the coppers just went, just go, lads. And that's how it normally happened. The police were there just to stop the breach of the peace. I mean, I think I had a fat lip. The other bloke was saying he got punched in the mouth as he went out the door. But the thing is, this is, it was a very violent one. That was a very, very violent one. But this is, brings me on to about using doormen. It's all right saying you could be a repo agent and you're rough and tough. But when we used to use doormen to back us up and help us, these doormen we used to employ are just used to being able to shut the doors on nightclubs and call the police. They weren't used to going out in the middle of nowhere, having a fight, and it was just you and them. So this doorman, I just sacked him afterwards. It just sacked him. Never worked for us again. Never worked for us again. But it brings me on to another really funny story about doorman. Well, it was two stories about doorman. One story was I really needed this bloke to come and work for me. I really needed a driver one day, and the normal people I used just weren't about. So I rung me mate, and he says, yeah, I've got this bloke who works on the doors. I was like, oh, I don't give a shit. I just need a driver. I need to put a bum in a seat. I need someone to come with me to, so when we've repoed the cars to take it, I'll put one on the spec lift. The other one would follow me in the car. And he goes, he's called The Undertaker. I'll do it in that voice because it just sounds good. The Undertaker, WWF. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, Big Geezer, he's gonna look the part. Undertaker, he's gonna look the part. So I'm quids in here. Don't care if how shit he is, I'm gonna be quids in. He's The Undertaker. WWF, that's what I'm thinking in my head. Pulled up in the car park to pick him up. I'm looking around the car park, there's no one there, apart from a short, fat, dumpy bloke in a long black leather coat, like The Undertaker. I'd like to say he had the black gloves on. And I think he might have. But he's just sat there, his little dumpy thing. I'm like, fucking surely that ain't him. All right, mate, what's your name? Yeah, I'm The Undertaker. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Fucking, what can I do? I've got a whole day of repo. Yeah, jump in, mate. Yeah, I've just finished the doors. Yeah, last night I fucking hit this bloke and fucking done this and I fucking whacked this. I'm like, oh my God, mate, it's going to be a long day. Look, yeah, all right then, mate, yeah. Do you mind I put radio on? So we've gone out repoing all day. And I just can't get it out of my head. I keep looking at him. Fucking Undertaker. We're doing the repos. Fucking The Undertaker. What the fucking hell's going on here? And it gets towards the end, and I just can't control it afterwards. I go, mate, what do they call you, Undertaker? Just blight it out. What do they call you, Undertaker? He's gone. Because I work in The Undertakers. I was like, fucking hell, man. I goes, really? I said, really? You're The Undertaker? He's gone, yeah. I goes, how old are you? He says, he's about 25. I've gone, oh, all right, so you're not called The Undertaker because WWF? He goes, well, I might be because I'm hard. He says, but nah. He says, I'm The Undertaker because I work in The Undertakers. I said, you enjoy your job, mate? I was just taking the piss. And he went, yeah. He goes, it's brilliant. He says, because when I die, he says, I'll get 40% off my coffin and all that. What the fuck, man? Well, how old are you? 25. It's a job for life, isn't it? Because when I die, I'll get 40% off. I went, you don't see anything fucking wrong with that. You're 25, mate. And this is what you want to do, The Undertaker. Yeah. He goes, it's a good deal, isn't it? It's a good deal. I was like, yeah, right. Anyway, I'd like to say I fucking only used him once. But I had to use him twice. So I dropped him off. vowing I'd never use them again. But then I did, needed to use them again. I was like, fucking hell. And I said, have you got a mate? It was a long day. It was all around Birmingham. We had loads of cars to go after. I said, can you bring your mate? Yeah, my mate works at doors. Fucking double R bastard. Fucking hell, karate expert, does this, does that. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. So fucking hell, I've got two of them now. So we there, I'm just doing the repos. I'm just saying, just stand at the end of the drive. I'll go and do repos. I'm going down, give us the keys, blah, blah, blah. I'm getting the cars, getting the stuff out. Yeah, he goes, go as you want it, mate. Yeah, I'm gone. There you go. You get in that car, follow us. You get in that car, follow us. We'd been working for about, I would say 20 minutes, but it's probably a bit longer than that, about 40 minutes. We'd repoed one car. And so this other doorman got in it. We're driving up the road. I'm like, where's the car? Where's the other doorman? He's following us. Where is he? I doubled round, went back. He's just ploughed into a bus shelter. Completely wrote the bus shelter off. And the car's just parked now. I'm like, shit, get it out, get it out. And he's just stood there on the side of the road. We managed to get it out of this bus shelter. Never paid for it. Got it out of this bus shelter. Got it on the back of a spec lift. Got it hooked up before CCTV was on the houses and stuff like that. And we just fucked off. It was early in the morning. This bus shelter totaled. Fucking totaled. I'm like, what happened? Oh, I fell asleep. We've been working 40 minutes. We've been working, mate. 40 fucking minutes. Oh, I was just tired. I was just like, I remember went to the next one and he wrote the front of the car off. Got to the next one. I was fucking fuming. I was ready to fucking knock him clean out. And I just remember going, I just hit the brakes. I just went, here's 10 quid for a fucking bus, but just get out the truck. Get out the truck. Just fuck off. Get out now. And he just got out. And I never saw him again. And I remember we just went round, done a few more, and I was at fuming. I just got the undertaker, took him back to his car, and I just took the car to the auction house. And I said, that's how I repoed it. And fucking got away with it. But that's why I never employed doormen, because most of them are just fucking idiots.